Darren Hayes from The Athletic in Calgary joins us. And Darren, I know Daryl Sutter cringed whenever I said, "Ah, geez, who cares? Not that entertaining." I'm like, "Oh, hey, come on, Daryl." It really wasn't. And the Flames have cracked the code a little bit off on Dallas. And Dallas, it's not that Jacob Markstrom's standing on his head every game. It's they're literally barely generating any sort of offensive chances.
Yeah, no, it's not the series that the non-Albertan is turning on first. Let's just say that. It's been a lot of slogging, a lot of grinding, a lot of guys in the neutral zone. It's been a little bit tough, and the goaltenders, but have been the storyline. Like, these are Jake Ottinger and Jacob Markstrom are 1-2 in terms of their save percentage for this postseason. So anytime there is shots, both of them have been excellent, and obviously Ottinger's been kind of the storyline for Dallas. I mean, they've got, here we are in Game 6 with a chance, Dallas has a chance to push the series to 7 games. They've scored 5 non-empty net goals in 5 games. So how is this even still going as a series? But that's on the shoulders of Jake Ottinger, who has been incredible. He's certainly been the storyline of this series.
Yeah. So, Ottinger's been unreal. Right? He's been great. So, the Calgary Flames, I'm sure they don't change anything. They just stick with what's the same. If you're the Dallas Stars, though, what can they do different? What do you think they'll try to do to generate more offense tonight?
Well, I think they played that card last game. Rick Bowness shuffled everything. He brought new guys in. He changed the lineup. He changed the lines within the lineup. And so, I think all indications we're seeing, out of morning skate and whatnot, is that he's going to kind of give those new looks, which was a lot of new looks, like not just for the playoffs, but for the season. He's going to give those another try. But it was a guy that kind of sounded like kind of desperate for answers, for solutions. How do they generate more? Because I'll tell you, you're asking a lot of Jake Ottinger to win another game 1-0. So they're going to have to try and find something. They need guys like Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin to kind of find a fountain of youth a little bit, and a guy like Jason Robertson, who was so dominant in the regular season, to maybe the goal he got last game will be a bit of a catalyst. And it was just more of a lucky break than anything. A save by Markstrom goes off of a Flames defenseman and goes in the net. But, sometimes whatever it takes to get off the snide a little bit, maybe that will help Dallas. But, yeah, Dallas needs to find a solution and generate a little bit more, because they're just asking all they can of their goaltender.
Darren Hayes joins us, Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260. Darren, the last game, Mangiapane, that was one of the guys that they needed to get going offensively, and you saw his reaction. I think that kind of showed a relief. Excitement, obviously, is a huge goal at that time, but pretty important for Calgary to get some of those guys on that second and third line going offensively.
Yeah, I mean, the top line's been, two-thirds of the top line's been good. Matthew Tkachuk has had a he's been the guy. I mean, even last game, they moved him down and they moved Tyler Toffoli onto the line with Lindholm and Gaudreau. So Lindholm and Gaudreau's been fine. Tkachuk struggled. But, yeah, you do want to look at – I mean, that's why they made trades for Toffoli. That's why they traded for Yarncroft. That's why they brought in those kind of depth moves, is to try and kind of build out that scoring depth. And they just haven't really been seeing that yet. But that was a big moment in the third period there, where they turned that game around, and it was two guys – Michael Backlund and Andrew Mangiapane, well, three guys, but also Blake Coleman in the mix there. It was that unit that was united for the third period that got both the tying goal and the go-ahead goal. And those are three guys that if they can find some scoring from that line, that's going to be a big difference maker moving forward. Blake Coleman was really good. And you saw kind of why he's kind of got the pedigree and why they were so enthusiastic to try and get him in here for a long-term deal last summer. I mean, he's coming off of two Stanley Cups with Tampa Bay, and he was their best player in the third period in a very their most important period of the season last game. So yeah, big weight off the shoulders from Mangiapane. He's a guy I've gotten to know pretty well over the years here. He as his confidence goes, he goes, and when the confidence dips, he kind of disappears. So if this could be a bit of a rallying for him, that would be also good news for the Flames.
Darren Hayes joins us in The Athletic in Calgary. Darren, what's the sense in Calgary? Do Flame fans want the orders? Do they want a battle of Alberta?
This is a great question. And, of course, you're surrounded by that topic. I mean, it's much anticipated, but it's also much feared. I'll be honest, there's a lot of apprehension, because there's a lot of skeletons in the closet I remember being in the building fresh out of journalism school in 1991 when Tikkanen scored that overtime goal. So, yeah, as you said on the lead-in here, like there's a lot of – anyone that's certainly moving in my social circles remembers all too well some ending up on the wrong end of Calgary-Edmonton battle. So it will be interesting. I think there's nervous excitement for it, but it's going to be one for the ages if we finally get it because, man, there are generations of fans that have no idea how good it was.
Oh, wholeheartedly agree. Like some fans are like, well, yeah, but I'm worried that my team would lose. Yeah, but what if your team wins? I think that's to me it's the emotional fun ride of a Battle of Alberta. I doubt it would be a sweep from either team. So, one would win, then you chirp your friends down south or north for 2 days, and then the other team wins, and then you got to take it for 2 days. Like it would engross the entire province. And it would just be fun.
Absolutely. I mean, this is sport classic. This is the fact that it hasn't happened since 1991 is terrible. And that's God. Like I looked it up once. I can't remember the numbers, but like Boston, Montreal played like 10 or 11 series since then. Like it's insane how long it's been since these two teams playing in the same province have met. So
yeah,
I personally certainly look forward to it. It would be and think about it, this would be so different than the Calgary Dallas series. Like from an excitement perspective, like it would be. Let's just cross our fingers, cross our toes, and hope that's what we get and we're looking forward to and putting on the calendar on Sunday night.
Darren, enjoy game 6 tonight. I know the Flames would love to get some rest and avoid a game 7, but the selfish guy, I'd like to see 6 game 7s. I love game 7. So we have 3 on Saturday already. Probably won't get 3 because I don't think Dallas is going to win. But it would be nice just for the drama to have a game 7. But then I'd want Calgary to win because I want Edmonton and Calgary, Battle of Alberta for the first time in 31 years. It would be awesome. Awesome stuff. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.